Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our high nearing 58. A chance for some rain showers early tonight, then mostly cloudy with a low around 31. Sunny with a high of 43 into Saturday, and northwest winds between 10 and 20, gusting as high as 30. Clear skies into Saturday night with a low around 21. Mostly sunny into Sunday with our high of 44, and partly cloudy with a low around 22 throughout Sunday night, and warmer Monday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 41 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. Law enforcement authorities are investigating three suspects on drug allegations after a drug bust at an apartment complex in Brown County. Sheriff's deputies initiated two search warrants simultaneously at 715 and a half apartment number 1 and number 3 Oregon Street in Hiawatha. At apartment number 1, deputies arrested Brian Emery, 60, of Hiawatha, on requested charges of possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. Brenda Emery, 60, was arrested on requested charges of marijuana and possession of paraphernalia. At apartment number 3, deputies arrested Renee Trotter, 68, of Hiawatha, on requested charges of possession of meth and possession of drug paraphernalia. An Overland Park man has been sentenced to 14 months for fleeing from law enforcement. Douglas County District Attorney Suzanne Valdez announced yesterday that John J. Kruger, 37, Overland Park, was sentenced to 14 months in the Kansas Department of Corrections for fleeing or attempting to elude a police officer. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to KIGG News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell was disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. KIGG News. Always on your side.
No one is immune from scams, and that includes our nation's veterans. In fact, scammers specifically target veterans, assuming they have a regular stream of income from VA benefits. But the VA won't request the personal information by phone, email, or text. If an offer sounds too good to be true, it probably is. When it comes to fraud, vigilance is our number one weapon. You have the power to protect yourself. For more information, go to aarp.org/fraudwatchnetwork.
On Tuesday, a land excavator working on a construction site at Salina Regional Health Center fell through the floor and into the basement. According to construction crews working at the site located at 211 West South Street, no one was injured. Governor Laura Kelly on Thursday announced that the Kansas Department of Health and Environment, in partnership with the Kansas Alliance for Drug Endangered Children, is awarding nearly $2 million to 18 Kansas service agencies in the first round of the All Hands on Deck Drug Endangered Children of Kansas grants. The grants will help these organizations better identify and support children living in an environment where a parent or other caregiver uses, distributes, manufactures, or cultivates illegal drugs. The selected community organizations will focus on developing a response to address drug-endangered children. Activities include providing training to multidisciplinary professionals and providing training on adverse childhood experiences and trauma-informed systems of care. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
You love farming through the good times and the bad, and you hope and pray your investments will pay off. Some of the risk factors you can control and others you cannot. That brings me to the importance of risk management. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance. With the right insurance plan, your farming operation will be protected against the loss affecting your crops, livestock, equipment, and property. Manage your risk with the help of Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tull. An Elwood woman charged in an attempted murder plot has taken a plea deal. Valerie Miller, 41, pled guilty on Thursday to one count of attempted first-degree murder. A second charge of attempted first-degree murder was dismissed in exchange for the plea. Court documents revealed that Miller allegedly offered an undercover officer money to have her ex-husband's girlfriend, the girlfriend's three kids, and Miller's adult son killed. Miller is scheduled to be sentenced on February 12th. A Grand Island man faces charges after he allegedly impregnated a girl under the age of 13. Domingo Bautista, 46, faces multiple charges in Hall County Court, including first-degree sexual assault of a child. According to an arrest affidavit on Wednesday, a Grand Island police officer responded to a Grand Island middle school after a girl under the age of 13 reported she was sexually assaulted by Bautista 5 to 10 times over the last year. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 9th, with a fireman's breakfast from 7 to 11, a Christmas bazaar at the Blue Rapids Gym from 8:30 until 2:30, kids' ornament making at the museum Saturday from 9 to 4, business open houses throughout the day with carriage rides from 11 to 3, a live nativity downtown at 4, soup supper at the community center begins Saturday at 4:30, Santa arrives at the bandstand on the square at 5, and a lighted parade begins at 6 p.m. All motorized and lighted entries are welcome in the parade, lined up at 5 o'clock south of the square. Also Saturday, Santa is to arrive in Greenleaf at 9 a.m., and in Lynn, Santa will greet youngsters at the old high school gym at 10. Santa is to arrive in Axtell Saturday at 12:30 at the American Legion, where a soup dinner is planned beginning at 11:30. Santa is to arrive at the Beatty Cafe Saturday at 1. Summerfield will also host a soup dinner Saturday 11 to 1, with Santa arriving at the community center at 2. He'll be in Morrillville Saturday 1 to 3 at Stanton Farm Service. Hanover Hospital Foundation is hosting a benefit soup dinner Sunday at the Kloppenburg Center from 11 to 1. The annual Axtell Ecumenical Christmas Cantata is this Sunday evening, 7 p.m., at the United Methodist Church in Axtell. Kansas State University Beef Extension will host a cow-calf production clinic in Washington December 14th, focusing on navigating opportunities and risks with discussion on local conditions encountered by cow-calf producers. This will include forage sampling in a drought year, interactive polls, implications of forage sampling, and a presentation by K-State ag economist who will discuss making dollars and cents risk management tools. The clinic is Thursday, December 14th in Washington at the FNB Basement Bank Meeting Room. $10 payable to Fedora will include the meal. RSVP is due by Monday, December 11th, from the Concordia office of the River Valley Extension District at 785-243-8185. Also, the first of a series of soil fertility clinics is planned December 13th in Clay Center, focusing on nitrogen management. The meeting, 9:30 to 1:30, includes lunch and will be followed in January at Delphus with a program on phosphorus management, and later in January in Concordia on other fertilizers. For information on those series, contact the River Valley Extension District offices. Nemaha County Emergency Management will conduct a search and rescue training Monday, December 11th, during evening hours at the intersection of U.S. 36 and K-63, with multiple emergency vehicles in the vicinity Monday evening. Kansas Farm Bureau at their annual meeting in Manhattan elected Pottawatomie County farmer Glenn Brunkow as vice president, and Marshall County farmer Dan Schmidt was elected to the board of directors.
I'll be starting my third term on board of directors, and they're two-year terms. I represent the 5th district, which is basically Marshall County down to Geary, and then over to Saline, and then back up to Republic. And there's 10 counties in the 5th district.
Dan Schmidt talks about the role that Farm Bureau plays for farmers and ranchers in Kansas.
Probably one of the biggest things that I do it for is not only my generation, but the generations to come. I get pretty passionate about keeping this way of life going, and you know, I want my kids to be able to have opportunities to farm and ranch just like I do, and you know, it's just an important thing for me, and I think it's very important for a lot of folks in Farm Bureau and their local communities as well.
Joining us as our public affairs guest this weekend, the conversation airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY, including highlights from the recent annual meeting and the topics discussed.
Things that happened at this last annual meeting we elected a new vice president for Farm Bureau, Glenn Brunkhouse from Pottawatomie County. Some of the new policy tweaks that we put in place are made some strengthening of some ag lending type issues, and then also we spent a lot of time on energy policy, looking at not only wind but also solar energy and how that's starting to kind of affect members across the state.
Harry E. Johnston, age 96, of Blue Rapids, passed away Wednesday. Graveside service Monday, 11 a.m. at the Fairmont Cemetery, Blue Rapids. Visitation Sunday, noon until 8, at the Christy Anders Funeral Home in Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Harry Johnston. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, baked fish, hash browns, green beans, and apricots. Monday's menu, chicken strips with a biscuit, mashed sweet potato, Malibu blend, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News Time is 7:15.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing and is excited to introduce a new and improved mobile banking app for your smartphone. Simply search UBT Mobile in the App Store and download. It's a mobile-fast world, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank for your future. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly cloudy skies today with our highs in the lower to upper 50s. A chance for some rain showers early tonight, then staying mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Sunshine and breezy throughout Saturday with our highs in the upper 30s and mid 40s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Then clear skies into Saturday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Mostly sunny skies into Sunday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, then partly cloudy skies into Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Warming up as we head into Monday, sunshine with our highs in the lower to mid 50s, and partly cloudy skies into Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Cloudy skies throughout the day on Tuesday with our highs in the mid 40s and lower 50s, then mostly cloudy skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Sunshine throughout the day on Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and partly cloudy skies into Wednesday night with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s, and more sunshine on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature early December 45, record high on this date 72, the average low 24, and the record low 8 below zero. Sunrise this morning 7:34, sunset this evening at 5:04. It remains on the mild side, 40 this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 8th of December. KNDY News Time, 7:17.
Grab your list, check it twice, then head to Reflections Hallmark this Saturday for their Santa stock-up sale. Save on Christmas cards, gift wrap, flags, rugs, and door decor. Light up the holidays with Hallmark candles. Buy one, get one free. And stop by the Sports Bargain Table featuring Chiefs, K-State, and KU merchandise. Spend $50 or more and get a free Santa canvas bag. It's the best time to help Santa stock up on gifts and cheer this Saturday at Reflections Hallmark, downtown Marysville.
Serve something memorable this holiday season with Tony's Meat Market in Marysville. Prime rib for holiday dinners. Pre-order yours at Tony's. The best assortment of beef, chicken, pork, and seafood, also offering ice cold beer. Meat always fresh, never frozen all year round. Order your holiday meat and cheese trays for the party or as a gift for a special business, customer, or family member in town. Gift baskets or gift certificates available and perfect for everyone. Stop by Tony's Meat Market today along Highway 36 across from the Superwash in Marysville.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram will say yes to every deal. Stop in during the Wrap Up the Year Savings event and say hello to saving thousands on a new three-row 2023 Jeep Grand Cherokee L. Perfect for a winter of out and about in style and comfort. Special incentives now through January 2nd only. Shop online today at twinriv.com. Arrange for a test drive or stop in at Twin Rivers Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, West Court Street in Beatrice.
The Patriots may have zappied the Steelers' playoff hopes. Hey, everybody, I'm Brian Clark with sports. Week 14 of the NFL season saw New England finally end its five-game skid. They visited Pittsburgh, and backup quarterback Bailey Zappi made the most of his second straight start. He lit up the first half, throwing three touchdowns before the break. Two of those were birthday presents for tight end Hunter Henry.
Zappi off a play, he throws it left. Henry in the end zone, makes the catch, dives in! Touchdown! Patriots!
On 98.5 The Sports Hub, the Pats would not score in the second half, but they held off the Steelers' late rally to win it 21-18. After the game, Zappi said,
"It's awesome. You know, things haven't really been, you know, falling our way, but, you know, to go out there and play good team football. We had a great first half. You know, there's things that we're going to clean up in the second half that we didn't do very well, personally me. But, you know, it's great to win, and it's a great feeling."
Steelers fall to 7-6, and they drop out of the top spot in the AFC wildcard race. Semi-final night for the NBA's in-season tournament, and Tyrese Halliburton led the Pacers past the Bucks into the Cup Finals.
Halliburton at half court, now explodes to the three-point line, steps back, launches a three, and connects!
From ESPN, Halliburton had 27 points and 15 assists to combat 37 from Giannis Antetokounmpo. Pacers beat the Bucks 128-119. They'll play the Lakers in the finals after Los Angeles blew out New Orleans. LeBron James was firing from deep.
Gives it to James. James pulls from Curry range and hits it right from the NBA logo. Distance three for LeBron.
From ESPN, James had 30 as the Lakers routed New Orleans 133-89. Anthony Davis looked towards the final against the Pacers.
They're young, they're scrappy. They get out and run, and they play the right way. So it's going to be a test for our defense for sure, but it's going to be an exciting game.
That final is Saturday night at 8:30 Eastern on ABC. Brian Clark, ABC.
Friday night basketball, Marysville opens league play hosting Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County entertains Wakefield live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights at Republic County. Frankfort meets Northern Heights at Waubonsie. Hanover Boys entertain St. Xavier Friday. Centralia's at Hiawatha. Diller O'Dell home to Sterling and Southern at Tri-County. Saturday, Hanover Girls at Little River at 3. Washington County meets Blue Valley at Cloud County. Southern entertains Deschler. Marysville Wrestlers at the Clay Center Invitational Saturday.
It takes a lot of know-how to run an ag business right. One of the most important things is choosing the right financial partner. That's why so many producers work with us. When it comes to agriculture, you can count on our experience. For land appraisal and more, you can talk to us. We're local, and we're here to help you grow. Citizen State Bank, Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Member FDIC.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. It's time again for another Larry Steckline Report.
Well, a jury in Jefferson City, Missouri, awarded a $1.6 billion punitive damage to four plaintiffs who used Roundup. Folks, I got to say that again. $1.6 billion. That's with a B now. I don't know how a company can stand this. The four plaintiffs used the product for many years and all developed non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Terrible situation. In addition to the punitive damages, the plaintiffs were also awarded $6.1 million in compensation. The company that owns Roundup, that's of course Bayer, they're going to appeal. Says it has all kinds of strong arguments to get the verdict reversed. And in the latest quarterly financial report, Bayer said it had settled, or was settling, 113,000 claims against it. A total of 165,000 have been filed. So there's quite a few thousand left, but they're going and getting past them. So I hope it can be done, folks. I don't know what's going to happen to that product called Roundup. It's so heavily used in this country, it's scary. Not just by agriculture, I mean to tell you, from gardens to lawns to golf courses to the farm, Roundup is one of the most important products that have been used over the last several years, continues to be, and it's going to be interesting to see if they can hold out and keep it going.
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The weed-toothed spurge is part of the same family as poinsettias and share many characteristics with the holiday plant. K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster discusses how to identify toothed spurge and control methods for it. She mentions a few tricks that people could use to recognize the plant.
Tooth spurge is a plant that is found all across the state of Kansas. As the name implies, it's in the spurge family. So we have tooth spurge that we're going to talk about today, but other folks might be familiar with spotted spurge or maybe prostrate spurge. Prostrate spurge is the one we oftentimes see growing in the sidewalks that grows real flat across the ground. You can amaze your friends by breaking off a piece of the stem, and you'll have this little milky sap that comes out. And that's a characteristic of the spurge family, is that milky sap. So tooth spurge, the plant we'll talk about today, has that. Also, poinsettias are in the spurge family, and they'll have that as well. So that sap can be a little toxic and cause skin irritation, eye irritation, things like that, right? Which is why we always get the big message about don't let your kids or your cats eat the poinsettias, right?
Lancaster says how the tooth spurge's flower isn't a common flower shape.
Tooth spurge is going to look a little bit like a poinsettia that forgot to change colors. So if you look at the top of the plant, it has flowers that are really not very noticeable at all. They're kind of a lime greenish color, and they look like little, like the inside of a jingle bell or something, sitting on top of the plant. And then there'll be a cluster of what looks like leaves around those. Those are actually bracts, so those are actually parts of the flower. In most flowering plants, those bracts are smaller, and their main function is to kind of protect the floral structures, the important floral structures for making seeds, right? But in plants like tooth spurge and poinsettia, those bracts become conspicuous, and that's what actually changes colors in our poinsettias, is the bracts.
She lists a few of the products that can be used to work on controlling the plant.
So this weed is not easily controlled with glyphosate, but you can use products like atrazine or metribuzin. So atrazine in our corn and sorghum programs, metribuzin in our soybean programs. Valor is also effective on this weed. So in a fallow system, folks might want to look at dicamba for control. So there are some options there. It's just we rely so much on glyphosate in the group 15s, and it's not very well controlled by those.
That was K-State weed specialist Sarah Lancaster with what should and shouldn't work for management of tooth spurge. Read more about the weed at www.eupdate.agronomy.ksu.edu. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over at the K-State Radio Network.
Manhattan Commission Company, Manhattan, Kansas. We have a new special stock John Breeder for sale Wednesday, December 13th, starting 11 a.m. This sale will feature the Sam and Karen Hinkle Angus Cowherd Dispersal, consisting of 200 mostly lions and millbred genetics, home-raised Angus cows, 3 years older, bred to Angus bulls, start calving late February. This will be an outstanding set of Angus cows. Bickelmeyer Land and Cattle will disperse 80 choice red Angus cows, 5 to 6 years old, bred to Peeper red Angus bulls, start calving early March. There will be 150 black and red Angus cows. They'll be 3 years to short and solid. They'll have September to November calves by side. We will have 175 fancy Angus and Hereford first calf heifers. They're AI bred or bull bred for late January through March calving. Also offered will be 200 black, white face, and red Angus cows, mostly 3 to 6 years old, bred for late February to April calves. For more information on a special cow sale to be held Wednesday, December 13th, please call the Manhattan Commission Company at 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
If you have ever wondered, as we have, if a reverse microwave oven was possible, the answer may be here. Details today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, December 8th, the 342nd day of the year. Comedian Flip Wilson was born on this day, as well as musicians Greg Allman and Jim Morrison. Microwaves are handy if you need to heat something fast, but what if you need to quickly freeze something? Engineers in Spain have designed a countertop appliance that not only cooks like a microwave, but can rapidly cool food and beverages as well, from room temperature to frozen in less than 10 minutes. To be fair, it's not new technology. Blast chillers have been used for years to freeze food without evaporation, essential for better taste after thawing. This is the first time, however, the technology has been combined with a microwave and countertop size for consumer use. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
7:31 from KNDY, now 41 degrees. Mild yet today, highs near 60, a little bit cooler than yesterday, and then falling back in the seasonal range, middle 40s Saturday and Sunday.
Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. It appears the Kansas Jayhawks have found their guy to call the plays on offense. Ross Dellinger from Yahoo Sports first reported the news that Baylor offensive coordinator Jeff Grimes will come to Lawrence. Grimes spent the past three seasons at Baylor and was also the offensive coordinator at BYU. A future Royals Hall of Famer will be enshrined in another exclusive club. Alex Gordon, who starred at Nebraska and won the Golden Spikes Award his senior year as baseball's top amateur player, headlines the College Baseball Hall of Fame's class of 2023. Gordon, who played third base as a Husker, was a two-time first-team All-American, Baseball America Player of the Year, and the number two overall pick in the 2005 MLB Draft. With the Royals, Gordon would finish his career with eight Golden Gloves and an American League All-Star three times. The new Hall of Fame class will be honored at the Night of Champions on February 15th at the Marriott Kansas City in Overland Park. Mid-America Network Sports.
Friday night basketball, Marysville opens league play hosting Clay Center on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Washington County entertains Wakefield live on FM 95.5. Valley Heights at Republic County. Frankfort meets Northern Heights at Waubonsie. Hanover Boys entertain St. Xavier Friday. Centralia's at Hiawatha. Diller Odell home to Sterling and Southern at Tri-County. Saturday, Hanover Girls at Little River at 3. Washington County meets Blue Valley at Cloud County. Southern entertains Deschler. Marysville Wrestlers at the Clay Center Invitational Saturday.
The Blue Rapids annual hometown Christmas is Saturday, December 9th. Fireman's breakfast from 7 to 11. Bake sale starts at 8 a.m. at the firehouse with the Christmas Bazaar at the gym from 8:30 until 2:30. Ornament making at the museum, carriage rides around the square from 11 to 1, a live nativity at 4, and a soup supper at 4:30 inside the community center. The beard contest and Santa arrives at 5 p.m. with the lighted parade this Saturday at 6. Follow the Get Blue Rapids Facebook page for updates, sponsored by the Blue Rapids Chamber. Join these local businesses in ringing in Blue Rapids' annual hometown Christmas. Blue Valley Technologies, Route 77 Corner Store, the Blue Rapids Mercantile, and KNDY.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink, and share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Looking for a spot to refuel you or the whole team? Make the Route 77 Corner Store your ultimate pit stop. From Hunt Brothers Pizza and Soft Serve Ice Cream in Blue Rapids to hand-breaded fried chicken and fish in Waterville, fountain drinks, snacks, and sweet treats. Save on fuel with the Dino Pay app every time you hit the road. To take a break or stay on the go, let the Route 77 Corner Stores of Blue Rapids and Waterville fuel you up for your next road trip.
The Blue Rapids Mercantile is layered with collectibles, everyday household items, and great finds that bring back memories. Stop in at the Sunflower Speckled Building along the highway in Blue Rapids and soothe that antiquing itch. Always homemade toffee, peanut brittle, sweetbreads, and more available year-round, along with a wonderful assortment of Harmony Hills jams and jellies with many great gift ideas for any size budget. With reasonably priced items, you can enjoy your treasures and come back anytime to the Blue Rapids Mercantile.
You've depended on KNDY Radio to get all your local news, weather, and sports updates. Now you can depend on KNDYRadio.com as well, where you can find everything you've heard, missed, and more. Let KNDY keep you informed when severe weather strikes, and listen to your area high school football and basketball broadcasts, even if you're miles away from home, with our Listen Live feature. You can also look to KNDYRadio.com for school closings when the weather's rough. Make KNDYRadio.com your number one source for everything local and so much more.
Dazzle in the splendor of Blue Rapids Hometown Christmas this Saturday with Blue Valley Technologies, Route 77 Corner Store, the Blue Rapids Mercantile, and KNDY.
KNDY.